hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM shortwave talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. Coming live to you from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Tuesday, 14th, October 08. Well, Paulson, Bernanke, they lied through their teeth. We can sit back and track the lies. On the 15th of November, 3 years ago, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said the agencies have made it clear that no bank is too big to fail, so that bank management, shareholders, and the uninsured debt holders understand that they will not escape the consequences of excessive risk-taking. Sounds pretty ominous, doesn't it? On September 20th of last year, Mr. Shalom, Bernanke said, the risk of moral hazard must be considered in designing government-backed programs. Such programs should not bail out failed investors, as doing so would only encourage excessive risk-taking. That was in front of the Committee on Financial Services, House of Representatives. In a speech just last November at the Economic Club of New York, he stated it is not the responsibility of the Federal Reserve, nor would it be appropriate to protect lenders and investors from the consequences of their financial decisions. And just as in February of this year, I don't anticipate any serious problems of that sort among large international active banks that make up a very substantial part of our banking system. And on the issue of Freddie Mac in July 16th, he said, Freddie Mac, no danger of failing. Freddie Mae, adequately capitalized. I see. When we get back from the break, do I have everybody here now? We have nobody. What, did they forget today was Tuesday? At any rate, we'll play the clip here of Hanky Panky, Mr. Paulson, that, they just put together the bailout here. And it all looks hunky-dory, doesn't it? Well, this is absolutely crazy, but we're living in crazy times. And the Fed chairman issued a statement on how to protect the economy and restore confidence and stability in the U.S. financial markets. See, all this is designed to free up liquidity, because people need credit. This is what got us in the problem in the first place, but, we need to unlock this gridlock and flow the credit once again into people that couldn't repay it if they wanted to. We'll take the break. We'll be back. Hopefully everybody will be here by then.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Can the United States of America survive a total breakdown? Disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny, does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call? A Pearl Harbor for America? Or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross, American. Paul Revere's words still ring true. The Redcoats are coming. But today they swapped their red coats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide. After you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hanky Panky Paulson. Come on, bud. I want to play you. Here you go. waiting for Hanky Panky. Here he comes. You ready for this? Gentlemen, hang on a second. We'll get it directly from Mr. Paulson.
Good morning. America is a strong nation. We are a confident and optimistic people. Our confidence is born out of our long history of meeting every challenge we face. Time and again, our nation has faced adversity, and time and again, we have overcome it and risen to new heights. This time will be no different. Today, there is a lack of confidence in our financial system. A lack of...
Wait a minute here.
My confidence fault. That must be conquered because it poses an enormous threat to our economy.
There we go.
Investors are unwilling to lend to banks, and healthy banks are unwilling to lend to each other and to consumers and to businesses. In recent weeks, the American people have felt the effects of a frozen financial system. They have seen reduced values in their retirement and investment accounts. They have worried about meeting payrolls, and they have worried about losing their jobs. Families all across our nation have gone through long days and long nights of concern about their financial situations today and their financial situations tomorrow. Without confidence that their most basic financial needs will be met, Americans lose confidence in our economy, and this is unacceptable. Today, we are taking decisive actions to protect the U.S. economy. We regret having to take these actions. Today's actions are not what we ever wanted to do, but today's actions are what we must do to restore confidence in our financial system. Today, I am announcing that the Treasury will purchase equity stakes in a wide variety of banks and thrifts. Government owning a stake in any private U.S. company is objectionable to most Americans, me included. Yet the alternative of leaving businesses and consumers without access to financing is totally unacceptable. When financing isn't available, consumers and businesses shrink their spending, which leads to businesses cutting jobs and even closing up shop. To avoid that outcome, we must restore confidence in our financial system.
Yeah, and I'm sure that that bailout is going to do it. Robbie Noel, how you doing this afternoon, sir?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Stenmiller. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm. And do we have the Robert Chapman?
We do, but I can hardly hear you, unfortunately.
Let's see if we can't make an adjustment there. How is that?
That's great. I can hear Robbie pretty good, but...
Well, what about
you always
me?
You come in a little faint. Are you feeling well today?
I am fading with the economy, sir.
I see. Well, I heard...
You're lacking
that's
confidence.
That's the second installment I've heard of that. And it's pure poppycock, if you may.
We have callers...
Would you like me to expand on it?
Oh, please do.
Well, first of all, Mr. Paulson... And the Federal Reserve and the chairman, Mr. Bernanke, and his predecessor, and the rest of them on Wall Street and the banking business are all responsible for this. And still, we're bailing them out. Now, in Europe as well as in the United States, they're using this excuse that they're helping the economy and that they're helping the American people keep their jobs, when in fact we've been in a recession for almost 2 years that they refuse to recognize, which they're responsible for as well. And the monies that are going into these banks and financial companies, and in many cases probably transnational elitist conglomerates, is being used to bail them out, number one. Number two, there is a merger going on of the United States government into the financial sphere, and also the corporate sphere as well, and you'll see that as this thing rolls out, in order to follow the dictates of the playbook that was written in 1930 by Benito Mussolini, so that we can have a total fascist state.
Yes. Wow. Obviously, I probably don't have to remind Bob of what happened in 1933, which is effectively known as the business plot, where a ragtag bunch of elitists and Wall Street connected higher ups attempted to cause a coup d'etat and throw Roosevelt out of office. And they were almost successful if one Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler didn't blow the whistle on their plan, which was obviously the audio that I played on the show yesterday. Interesting little piece of history.
Well, because, you know, they wanted him to run for president.
Sure, but they also wanted they were looking to a model fashioned after either Hitler's Germany or Mussolini's Italy.
You're absolutely right. And Butler was supposed to be the guy that was going to lead the parade, and he said, "I'm not going to do that." And war is a racket.
Yep.
And you pizza people are a bunch of criminals. And from then on, you never heard much of Mr. Butler, General Butler, again.
Sure.
And that's the way they do business. And you're absolutely right, Robbie. That's great input.
And
so it should be no surprise to anybody who reads history that this is going on. This is their second attempt. The first one, I think, really was probably a practice run. And, you know, that included another a number of other factions that they controlled. The poor people in Europe had no choice. It was either be a fascist or be a communist. There was very little in between. And that's why so many of them were sucked in and voted for the National Socialist Party, gave them 82% of the vote, and they appointed Adolf Hitler as chancellor. And, of course, we know what he did all the way through the 30s as well as to the end of the war. And a lot of people got sucked into that vortex, and many of them, very, very bright people, never really realized that they'd been taken. And how do I know that? I know a number of them personally. Of course, they're all deceased now, but it was really tragic. And I don't want to see something like that tragedy happen again in America. And that's why we talk about these things, so the people will understand what these people are up to.
I'm reading Bernanke and Paulson's lies throughout this deal. We can go back to June of 07. Paulson says, "This is far and away the strongest global economy I've seen in my business lifetime." Now, this is when we were well into the recession that we knew was taking place. But, of course, it doesn't matter when facts don't meet their fiction. I am looking at a quote from Mr. Paulson back in April of 07. He says, "I don't see subprime mortgage market troubles imposing a serious problem. I think it's going to be largely contained." He says...
He had a small container.
Yeah. He says, "We've got strong financial institutions. Our markets are the envy of the world. They're resilient. They're innovative. They're flexible. I think if we move very quickly to address situation in this country, and as I said, our financial institutions are strong." He said that in March of this year.
That was when our confidence was high.
Well, I think what Comedy Central Colbert report said is a little bit more eloquent. Back in September of this year, he says, "Oh my God, society is collapsing, and we will be soon devouring each other in the streets like dogs, and crippled one-eyed boy will be king if we don't fix this by next week." Well, that was probably pretty accurate. Robbie, I'm getting a lot of background.
I'm doing stuff.
Oh, well.
And I have a very sensitive microphone.
Okay.
But I do
Robbie
have a...
tap I, dancing is what
I do have. I do have a cough button. Listen to me.
He went off the air.
It worked perfectly.
Actually, he's got the same button as I do. And it actually says cough drop, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Thank you so much for swirling me.
Not a problem. I'll tell you what, let's start out with some calls here. 800-313-9443. I want to get into what Market Oracle has been talking about. And to my knowledge, this is the first time that any market analyst have really been cognitively talking about derivatives. And this guy just went to the Bank of International Settlements. But first, let me take Keith in Indiana. Hello, Keith.
Yes, hello. I forgot it was the Three Amigos Day. I have another comment. But I'll just say this. I think you made a big mistake putting Roger or Edinburgh
Okay, we'll tune into the program tomorrow, and you can call in with your remark about
right.
Roger Fredenberg.
Well, let me ask this then, too. Can you have your financial experts discuss bonds and the bond market? And that was closed down for trading yesterday, too. But I understand that there's a lot of bonds maturing between last September and December, and what kind of damage that'll do to the economy.
All right. We'll address that right after this.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The market oracle out of the UK took a tour of the Bank of International Settlements website, and they say this is where the mind begins to be boggled. And he says that the BIS is the organization that tracks or attempts to track the total value of financial derivatives that have been created and infused into the world of financial markets. Bear in mind, while reading, that there are still other private contracts between parties, known as off-balance sheet items, that don't show up on the BIS reported figures. He said on the front page of the BIS website, the statistics tab that links to their quarterly and annual reports on derivatives, with most current figures they've published. And he says, here are some recent BIS figures. Over-the-counter derivatives, $596 trillion. Exchange-traded derivatives, $84 trillion, $286 billion, $700 million. Their total comes someplace between $680 trillion and $681 trillion. And by the way, this was only into and what they can track. And keep in mind that I've left off the off-balance sheet items, and I'm sure this is something that they don't want popping out of the closet like the red-headed stepchild. But this is only through the second quarter of this year. And some of these figures go back to last year. Keith wanted to know about bonds and the bond markets.
and we will tell them.
Shoot.
First of all, Keith, if you noticed, the yields are starting to move back up on the Treasury bills and notes. And not so much the bills, because there's still a very strong attraction at the lower short end of the market, short end in time. But the tens moved up strongly on the yield side today. And the reason for that, the close was 407. It wasn't a week and a half ago, it was 350. Now, the reason for that is funding by the Treasury. And you're going to see that yield continue to move up. This event, this spending by the Treasury in order to merge the government with the financial community in the United States and then eventually the world, is going to be extraordinarily expensive. Even government is talking in terms of $1.2 trillion. Mark Faber and Bloomberg both are talking in terms of $500 trillion. $5 trillion. And I started out talking about $3 to $10 trillion. My numbers have moved up from 5 to 10 plus trillion. And we won't know until we get there, but it's not going to be good. So in the bond market, in the real market, not the Fed funds market, where money is being essentially given away at 1.5% to 1.75%, and that's supposed to be lent between banks and lent to companies and individuals to get the economy back going again. So we're going to continue to see pressure on the bond market. As yields climb, the value of the bond goes down. The other factor that you mentioned, we've talked about along with this in the International Forecaster, and that is refinancing for the banks. And I think that's what you were talking about. I don't have the exact figure, but it's just under $100 billion. And I'm sure that some of these institutions have been raising money along and making commitments and trying to get some of their money raised, probably through private placements of one form or another. But there is going to be a rush because everybody's not going to be able to borrow easily. And I would expect that toward the end of the year, these yields in the real marketplace, and we'll use the 10-year note as an example, should move up to 4.5%. I said that back in September, but I pulled my recommendation because there were other things happening at the time, and I didn't know what these people were up to and what they were going to do, so things have changed again. But I see yields moving up another half a point in round figures, which means bonds will go down. I think perhaps the moves that have been made in Europe as well as in the United States in regard to liquidity for financial institutions will bring the LIBOR rate down in Europe. And for the last several years, they have tied loans to LIBOR that have been made in the United States, so it's significant today. And it's about 4.56%. I didn't see today's figures, but I would imagine it would probably move down to 3%. And as it descends, that yield, and that's what banks lend to each other at that rate, as it comes down, the dollar will fall. And that means all the currencies that just went down, 13, 14, 15, 16%, the better quality currency. If it can be such a fiat thing.
Better
as
fiat.
As they go down.
Hold on, Bob. I don't know if you can hear that bumper. We've got a break here. 800.
That's okay. I won't lose my
train of thought. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Can the United States of America survive a total breakdown? Disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny, does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call, a Pearl Harbor for America, or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross, American. Paul Revere's words still ring true. The Redcoats are coming. But today they swapped their red coats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide after you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Bob, you were saying before that break rudely interrupted you.
Oh, that's okay. We need that break. Very, very serious break. Keeps us on the air. So we have two factors here. We have tremendous financing coming for the Treasury Department, not only the existing debt that's going to be rolled, but all this new money that has to be raised. And then on top of that, we have corporations that need somewhere close to $100 billion before the end of the year. So there's a big pressure on yields, and they're going to go higher. It's a very good question. Most people don't get into that area, and most people don't know a lot about bonds, even stockbrokers. And so that's the direction that it's going to take. And I might add that they know that very well, believe me. They, Paulson and Bernanke and the whole crew. And what they're doing here is making sure that there's enough money that they can do this financing, both for the treasuries as well as for the banks and other financial entities. And so that is going to be extraordinarily hyperinflation, particularly between now and the end of the year. And it's all going to be also going to be a drag on the stock market. Because a lot of money that would have gone into the market may be going into those bonds. What it's called is crowding out. We have the government crowding out business and speculation in the marketplace by needing tremendous amounts of money. So it's a very significant event. It's a very good question.
The question has been asked of me, gentlemen, you know, what is the deal with gold? And I think the market oracle addressed this, Robbie, quite nicely. They asked the question, why is gold dropping right now when everybody in their sane mind would expect it to rise? The simple answer to this question is because COMEX gold isn't gold, and because it deceptively pretends to be the price setter for real gold. Gold is gold. Paper is paper. And COMEX gold is nothing but paper masquerading as gold while simultaneously pretending to be the price-setting medium for actual gold in the world. Now, they say, now finally, COMEX gold is in the process of being unmasked. The real supply and demand detriments for COMEX gold are not actual gold investors, but fund managers. Fund managers are inextricably intertwined with the world of contract-based credit instruments. They use bet-on-COMEX gold contracts to hedge their other, currently horrendously losing bets, with something they all, in their bred belief in paper markets, believe will go up in value while everything else is going down. But they continue to say, however, these very same fund managers and their paper-bound investment psychology are the exclusive reason why COMEX gold is dropping in these times when everybody, including fund managers, expect gold to rise. As already stated, though, and as they now finally realize to their own dismay, COMEX gold isn't gold, and that causes even further selling. Now, they say the fund managers, other bets are losing money fast now, so they need to raise cash to keep up the overall value of the respective funds so they can earn their management bonuses and avoid getting booted for lack of relative performance. Guess what they cash in on? The very same COMEX paper gold that they mistakenly bought as hedge. Now, meanwhile, real investors in real gold are enjoying their shopping spree, except that spree turned into a treasure hunt as the shelves and display cases of gold dealers look more like the supermarket shelves in the old Soviet Union. Bear. Now, and they say bear as in B-A-R-E, in the only bear market in real gold the world will see for a long time to come. Now, with this split, this disconnect between COMEX illusion and gold reality, one thing or another will have to give, and it won't be the physical gold that gives. And this whole system, Robbie, is built around the reputation of COMEX gold as being the price-setting mechanism for real gold plays right into the hands of the financial establishment. The establishment depends for its now increasingly meager, they say, existence on the illusion that gold isn't living up to its promise as a real inflation and disaster hedge. The implication, of course, is that investors might as well stay in the computer blip and the paper world. And that's pretty much it.
I read the article earlier, and he's right, but let me tell you what the conclusion is going to be. You're going to see, and I mentioned this last week, you're going to see, and it's already begun, and you can tell that by the open interest. You're seeing speculators, traders, and even commercials on the COMEX and CBOT leaving, and they're doing what they normally do in the futures market. They're doing it with the ETFs. And that's why the volume of trades as well as the volume of purchases over sales have been tremendous here in the last 2 months, but particularly in the last month. I have those figures in the coming issue. And you're seeing a departure by people from those two exchanges. And what's going to happen is they're going to become non-entities because more and more people will leave because they're sick and tired of seeing the market rigged. And they can't really make a living having to confront these money managers and the games they play, plus the government. And so the spot market, and I expect there is going to be arising a very, very big spot market. And I think it'll probably arise out of India. And one of the reasons I say that is that I was contacted by someone who wants to add to the exchange over there. And they were asking me a number of questions about what I thought. The individual's in the United States, but he is an Indian from India.
Just like the guy that's going to solve our financial problems. What's his name? Cash Carey?
Oh, gosh. A 35-year-old programmer.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same old thing.
He was 14 years old.
He's a bum boy is what he is. All he's going to do is take orders.
Yeah, well.
He isn't going to run anything.
But, Bob, let me ask you something, and I don't know if you pay attention to this. I'm sure you do. But over the last month, lease rates on gold have gone parabolic.
What are they, 265?
Well, we kind of there. I mean, a month ago they were 0.5.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are speculating we could be seeing an unwinding of the gold carry trade.
That's true. And that will cause further problems on the futures market, because if they unwind it, there may be people calling for delivery.
That could get interesting. But
if that happens, the comics will have to either deliver or go to force majeure, which is default, and they'll have to middle the transactions. So, you know, the best place to be is in the coins and the shares. I don't like the ETFs because I know that they're lending money, lending gold and silver to the government to play their games.
And you can't
if
take.
If the pros want to go over there and play their games with them, that's fine by me.
Plus, you can't take delivery.
COMEX and CBOT and gold and silver are on their way out.
But here's another problem, and this is what confuses me, Bob, and correct me if I've been mistaken in my many years of thinking what deflation is, because right now the argument that many have is that we're not in an inflationary environment, we're in a deflationary environment. Now, my classical sense and understanding of what deflation is a contraction of money supply and credit. Well, we don't have a contraction of money supply right now. We have exactly the opposite. Although we may have, obviously, in which we do have, a contraction in credit. So what is a true definition of deflation? Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And they don't understand. And, yeah, we have deflation. I mean, the value of assets are going down. Not all of them, but some of them. How is it being offset? It's pretty simple. They've been doing it for over 4 years. They're creating more money and credit than there is deflation. And so inflation stays up, and the system continues to function for them. Because once deflation takes over, or they allow it to take over, the game is not only it's over, it's a destructive process. And so they will continue to create more money and credit than there is deflation until they can't anymore. And when will that happen? When nobody wants to borrow any money. And that's when the system will break down. How far away are we? I don't know. I would guess they can probably play around another year or two. It should be over.
Well, this latest G7 meeting, which it was reported, Bob, that the heads of the various banks, the seven to ten major banks, we didn't exactly have names, and Paulson, I guess, admitted that, we tried to do this on a singular basis. Nobody wanted to take this bailout. Nobody wanted to jump on the gravy train, so to speak. So what they did was amassed them all in Washington, D.C., and sat them down in one room. And as the story goes, that as one bank accepted the deal that Bernanke and Paulson had put together, well, it kind of had a domino effect in the room, and therefore they went for it. Now, supposedly the...
Let me interrupt you for a second.
Yes.
They didn't go for it. They were told they had to take it.
Okay. So they have to take it. So the $700 billion bailout that was supposed to unlock the magic keys to the kingdom to loosen up liquidity, to start loaning again, get the credit market going, And they kept laying it on the public of saying, well, we need to restore confidence. Well, they weren't talking about, most people mistook that, Bob, as they were talking about the average person out here that uses credit, that we need to restore this confidence. And that's not who they were talking about. They were talking about the banks, because they don't want to loan money to each other because they still don't know how badly the books are cooked. Ah, but we have a plan here. Whenever you need the money, we've got blank checks here. Just open up your mouth and tell us how much you need. And that's going
to
start...
And you do not have to expose all those naughty, nasty things that you got in the books all at once. You can ease them off over a period of time. But what you have to do by accepting this mission, so to speak, is that no more golden parachutes, none of these humongous salaries, because the people are mad at you, and you got to do away with them. And part of the deal is you get the money, and you have to do away with that stuff. And what is not mentioned is about half the banks don't need that money. Now, they're solvent. They don't have any garbage on their books. And they are not going to buy that. Maybe the people in the room, the biggest banks, the biggest investment banks, they're forced to do it because most of them are members and owners of the Federal Reserve. But all the banks throughout the country are not included in that. Some will be, but most of them will not be, or at least half of them. And that really causes a problem.
Well, the banks that are getting, and there's nine of them, usual suspects, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, State Street, Bank of New York, Mellon. These are the very people that created the problem. So, once again, we rewarding failure.
And
well, that's part of the process, Rob, because they set this thing up this way so they could have a grand merger with government and banks, forgetting about the rest of the banks and the financial houses in the country. To them, the only thing that makes any difference is the nine that are in there. And it's all part of the put-up process, number one, of bailing out, number two, of quasi-government control under fascism.
Paulson said that, there are thousands of banks lined up to get money and credit. And I'm thinking about this. And by the way, Robbie, New York Mellon Bank is set up for the dispersal process of all these billions and trillions of dollars. Who knows where this is going to end? But it's interesting that the New York Mellon Bank was the charter bank that, guess who started? Alexander Hamilton.
Yep.
Now, I am sure this is a giddy ha-ha on their part, you know, because who would have thought that New York Mellon would be sitting there with all that money to disperse to all these other banks? I'm sure that it was just a sick little inside joke.
Well, Alexander Hamilton was not the person he was depicted to be, and has always been a great deal of controversy as to whether he was an agent of the British Empire. And, of course, he eventually was eliminated, but and because he shut his mouth off. But I don't see him as any paragon. I see Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson of being paragons of what one should understand about the international bankers. And Alexander Hamilton was one of those international bankers.
800-313-9443. Any questions, folks? We've got wide open lines here. Gentlemen, it's a very bleak Tuesday here in Central Texas under cloudy skies. And if you hear a bunch of noise in the background, that's the raindrops hitting the windows. Much needed, but I wished it would have waited for another hour and a half.
Oh, by the way,
I'm out there looking for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Just don't jump off the cliff.
Since
raindrops are falling.
Since I last spoke to you, you can buy gold eagles now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Now, why all of a sudden can you buy gold eagles and last week you couldn't?
Because they are $100 over spot.
Ah.
My Lord.
You know, I spoke about...
Well, there's still a good buy because it's the only game in town for physical.
Sure.
And if you don't buy them, and you sit there, and gold goes up $100, you miss the boat.
Yep.
And the premium probably still will be there. So you got to be a buyer if you want to be a buyer. So don't wait, buy. Did you understand all that, everybody out there?
Yeah, I heard it. Buy it while it's still low.
That's right.
Wait, what did
there's
you?
There's a bottom line man right there.
Barabi, what did you say? It's a gift.
At $7.60, it was truly a gift.
You know, and what's really amazing about this is Wall Street treats gold and silver as a commodity, as they do oil or grains of rice. But they're now starting to say that, because of all this going on with the banks and all this money being pushed into circulation, they expect commodities to skyrocket. Well, that they don't think of it as money. It's just a commodity to them. So they're now even admitting that the commodities will start to skyrocket. We'll take the break. We'll be back.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, the stock market up 936 points, the greatest surge in Wall Street since the Great Depression. But ironically, gentlemen, the banks were closed yesterday. So what did the stock market do today? What did it do? Closed up, 11 points, if that?
No. Yeah, they still got a problem with
LIBOR. No, the market early on was up by 400, and that lead, so to speak, quickly dissipated, and the market struggled from then on to stay on the plus side if possible. And that did not happen because it was minus 77. The S&P was minus 48 Dow equivalent points. And NASDAQ was minus 391 Dow equivalent points. And a number of people contacted me yesterday and asked me what I thought. And I said, in the first hour of the market, it should be up today. And what you should be doing is shorting if you have a mind to. And so we've had a movement here of about 1,500 points in the Dow. And that's, you might call it a snapback rally that was engineered by our government and their friends.
Plunge protection team.
In Wall Street.
Yes.
And I expect a move over the next several weeks back to the low that we just saw. And I think it will go to 72.68 on the Dow, where it went into 002. It'll give it a test, and we'll see a trading range into January, February, March. Maybe that not that long. It all depends on what the events are. But sometime next year, the Dow will break down lower, perhaps to 6,000, perhaps to 3,800 to 5,000 as well. And in this realm, for once, which doesn't happen very often, the chartists, the wavists, and the cyclists all agree with me. I use fundamentals, they don't. And I think that's where we're headed.
Well, the Dow closed down 93.87. A year ago, it was at 14,165. That's almost a 5,000 point drop in less than a year.
And that's where we recommended shorting again. Getting people out of the market was the main thing, because I don't expect most people to short because they don't have the intestinal fortitude to do it. But just getting them out of harm's way was my mission during those months. And we were very successful in moving large amounts of money out of the market.
Would you recommend buying Ultra Dow 30 shares, the DXD?
Is that the short side of the market?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's called the ultra
but
short.
But I want to put a caveat in there. If you're going to trade, you've got to use stops. And if you've got to trade, you've got to expect that you're going to have losers. And if you're fortunate, you'll have 47% losers and 50%, 53% winners. And as a novice or someone who's new to it, not professional, you should be happy with that. Because most people, like 90% of them, trading the market lose money. So be very, very careful. It's a very dangerous game, and I do not recommend it unless you got nerves of steel.
That sounds like me.
How's the mining stock doing?
Agnico Eagle kicking a little butt today.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite company. You know, one of these days I'm going to call Sean Boyd and say hi. It was up 436 at 44.15.
Hold on, gentlemen. Top of the hour break. We got loaded phones. We'll get to them right after the top of the hour break. 90 seconds. Hang in there. Gold has